guys, welcome to Better Bachelor. This is Joker with a face for radio and a voice for print. I just did about an hour long video cast over on Donovan Sharp's channel. We had a great discussion. Donovan was a super pro about the interview. He let me blab on for about 80% of the time, so I didn't have as much time to get prepared tonight as I normally do for stories, but we have some fun stuff to go over anyway. Originally, I was going to do my video with Donovan loaded over here and do that for my video for tonight, but since he did all the work and he really put it all together, he deserves the credit, so I'll leave a link below if you want to go over and check out his channel, listen to our video cast. I think we had a super great interview, and I really enjoyed it. So I welcome you to go listen to that. It's about an hour long, but it's just kind of two guys shooting the breeze and talking about kind of men's issues and taking questions from his viewers. And we had a good time. So tonight, we're going to talk about how all of a sudden, within the last week or so, and it's happening more and more and more, all of a sudden, and I talked a little bit about this last night, or my last video, but men are all of a sudden, they're not just being appreciated in the community, but all of a sudden it's kind of like, hey, you know what? I could use some attention from a guy, and maybe they could come in handy right now. All of a sudden, all the things that we're disliked for, which is our masculinity and aggression and toughness and low emotional weakness and being, you know, stern and all of a sudden these are wonderful things and let's to be celebrated. So again, it's kind of one of those things where, you know, when there's not really a problem out there, that they'll find problems. But when there is a problem, men good. So I won't dive into this too much because I touched on it the other day. But again, I was just very short on time and I didn't have a lot of time to do research. But here we have, as you can see here on a Match or a dating app, says about Match, I'm very new to this, so my ideal match would be a daddy that doesn't require many face-to-face meetups. Nothing intimate. So that's just, hi, I'm pretty. Please send money. Does this work for anybody? Does that actually work? But now it's not even, I'm offering nothing, but please keep giving to me. The entitlement is through the roof. What's this person going to be like when she decides to actually maybe get in a real relationship? Man, she's in trouble. Quickly over here. The economy is no longer suitable for me to remain an independent woman. The time has finally come. I am now considering listening to you dudes for supplemental income. Now, what are your roles and what do you do or what do you all offer same day pay or do y'all offer same day pay? So again, it's I'm not bringing anything to the table. It's no longer suitable for me to remain independent, so now I'm considering listening to you for supplemental income. So what are the rules, and do you offer same-day pay? This is just begging, basically. They're not even offering anything anymore. But you see the desperation, the problems, things not going so well. It's just, please help. I'm not bringing anything to you. I'm just begging at this point because I have nothing to offer. Here's another one. Looking for a good man to defend my homestead. She says, we're out here looking at dudes different now. Like, I wonder if he can hunt. Can this guy build a fire? How is he with hand-to-hand combat? Now, I think this is being a little, it's stretching it a little bit and obviously making fun of the situation just a tad. We're not near those times. But when you start thinking and hearing that, hey, things may have a breakdown, economy, blah, 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 changes the mind of people a little bit. You know, this isn't about the bug. This is just about the fact that all of a sudden the people that really don't have much value to society are quickly looking for the dudes with high value that they can latch onto and leech something from. Another, in my childishness and all, I will always feel strong in emotions towards you, and I hope you're fine whether we are communicating or not. Us breaking up remains one of the most painful things I've ever done. Just so you know, take care. Yep, those messages are coming out, fishing. They're fishing, man. I've actually gotten two, no lies. And earlier today, I logged into LinkedIn. I don't use LinkedIn since I was a network engineer. So it's been like 4 or 5 years, I think, since I logged in LinkedIn. And I said, you know, I haven't looked in LinkedIn in forever. Let me even see if my account's accurate. Well, LinkedIn is one of the places you can go where you can actually see who's viewed your page. I had a couple of business looks. I also had three previous women that I had dated and had found me on LinkedIn, I guess, and had looked me up. I haven't talked or even breathed in their direction in 4 or 5 years, but I'm seeing them. They're looking at my profile. I'm not on any social media that's recognizable other than my channel here. My Twitter has nothing on it. It's just a random name. Literally, it's like it says unknown 73421, you know, something like that. And it's not by my normal email. So I've got ghosted from social media and things like that. But they're trying to find a way to, you know, reach out to me. So it's out there, guys. So make sure you're strong and you're aware that some of those pleas for, I miss you, I've been thinking about you, and where did we go wrong, and do you have any toilet paper? They're coming. From FDS, our favorite corner of the Reddit, female dating strategy. For those men who are 35 up, I say, I'm not looking for anything serious. So see, this is getting to a point where guys are realizing, hey, I am in the driver's seat. I've got it going on. I'm in control of this. I was financially sound. I was financially responsible. I'm braving it through this. Now they're starting to fish. And when they are coming up empty fishing, well, now they're complaining to us like it was our fault. Again, it's for those men who are 35 and up and say, I'm not looking for anything serious. My dude, you're halfway to being elderly. LMAO. Like, get it together, Michael. Stop deluding yourselves into thinking you're a spring chicken. You're not. Got news for you, okay? I'm 12 years older than that. I'm 47. 48 here in October. So, no, not that much longer left. I'm spring chicken all the way, man. You know, I got my health. I've got my youth, kind of. A little bit, maybe. I've got my health, but I've got my finances. I'm happy. I bring a lot to the table. What are you, 35-year-old woman with possibly kids, bringing to the table for me? Nothing. But they don't even offer that. That's the big thing. If a woman were to say, look, you know what? I'm a great cook. I don't have any kids. I didn't go crazy in my youth. I'm a good person. My family, my parents are good, intact family. So I've had good learning. You know, I'm still this. I'm still that. I'm looking for. All right, at least we're having a discussion here. At least we've opened it up a little bit. But can you imagine a guy going out and saying basically like, I have nothing to offer, but you better be supermodel hot with money. And maybe I'll like you. And maybe I'll give you a chance. Are you kidding me? And then we'll end off my click through with this. This is Jill Filipovic. She's a writer, lawyer, author of the forthcoming OK Boomer, Let's Talk, A Millennial's Defense on Our Generation and the H-Spot, the girl power purist of happiness. So she's a big girl power movement, right? So men bad, so on and so forth. She says, Spain is deploying its army to help manage their bug outbreak, and not to be insensitive and anxiety-inducing time, but I think I can say for all New Yorkers when I say Spain, hi, can you deploy some of that in our direction? We will comply with your orders. And it shows a bunch of military men in oddly weird uniforms that are like V-cut down the chest like they're 70s disco dancer and really tight pants. But the one right there in the kind of main left there, buff, good-looking dude. And somebody posted down here, let's see if I can find it here. Oh, and Percy Grice here says, ha ha ha, one beefcake pick and the girl power goes right out the window. So, you know, I thought this was kind of a fun topic because the messages legit are starting to come out. And a lot of us have not experienced anything firsthand other than, you know, sitting home and being smart. But the messages are start coming out just like when we were joking around, they were joking around about WW3. With Iran, I think it was a year ago or something, where all of a sudden women were saying, hey, look, here's a picture of me cooking, and they're, you know, joking about throwing the girl power movement out the window. Look, I can cook. Who, you know, are there any attractive guys out there to come, you know, to come wife me up? It's real. Now, I think the longer this goes on, we're going to see something that's going to be, and again, I it's not about the bug. It's about the situation and the financial portion of this. Is that we're going to see a lot of jobs and people getting laid off, and that's worrying. But what's interesting is that the main jobs that men usually do that are labor intensive and are dangerous, they're going to remain. They're going to be around. the competition's going to be between you know, Jenny the waitress and maybe either Jenny the waitress and Becky the waitress or bartender or whatever like that, or it's going to be this person that did, you know, sciences, got a degree in one sciences, and this person got a degree in one sciences, which are both worthless degrees, all competing for the same job, and one of them's going to lose. And these women are all of a sudden, you know, especially if businesses break down and are only employing half the number of people, you're going to find out that only the cream of the crop is going to be hired, and they're going to look for people that are not going to cause headaches, that are not, that are just going to work, do their thing, not complain, work long hours for less pay. And we know usually what that traditionally is: men. So I'm really interested to see what comes out of this as things unfold. It's not going to be a good situation in any way, shape, or form for many, many people. But, you know, this is a once-in-a-lifetime problem. And I think it's worth analyzing it and paying attention to it and see how things unfold. Because there may be some societal changes where things don't return. I don't know. This is just kind of off the top of my head, but it'll be interesting to see what happens in the next couple of months. Guys, I'll find another story for us to share, and I'll put another one up here shortly if I can find something. We'll leave it there. If you'd like to support my work, links are below. Don't forget Donovan Sharp's and my YouTube broadcast there, or interview that he did with me over on his channel. I'll put those links below under sources at the very bottom of my See More under the video. Go check that out. Like, comment, share as always, and we'll leave it there. Guys, this is Better Bachelor. I'm Joker. And remember, those messages might start coming for you soon. Beware, because the women are fishing.